Well, what would you call the upper part of the barn?
Loft. Mm-hmm. Hay barn, hay loft, or loft, either one.
And were there any other places besides that that you'd store hay in the barn?
No, that was the only place that we had for that.
Okay. And what would you call hay that was piled up outside the barn?
Stack, maybe.
What about, well, tell me about storing the hay and, you know, what y'all would do with it.
Well, they had a machine that baled it. Mm-hmm. Of course, that takes up a lot less room. You can stack in 100 bales in the loft. Well, you can only put in maybe 3 or 4 loads by hand, just loosely. You don't have it doesn't compact like it does in the. I mean, as far as quantity is concerned too.
Mm-hmm.
But outside, generally it wasn't stacked outside for all winter. It was put where when it did get the grass in the pastures began to deplete. Well, they would turn the cattle in and let them graze off it much they wanted, eat off it much they wanted to. And it wouldn't last maybe over a week, and you had to replenish it.
Mm-hmm.
But it would mold and get whether cattle would need it or anything else, you know.
Okay, when you first would cut the hay, what would you do with it when it was first cut?
Well, you mean the operation of cutting it?
Yeah.
Mold hay.
Mm-hmm. Well, you'd put it in the small piles, wouldn't you? Out on the field?
When you let it cure or dry, that's mm-hmm. before you bale it.
What would you call those small piles?
One of those stacks, what do you want to call them? Didn't put too much of a pile on it, but green hay, when you cut it, it causes spontaneous combustion and it'll burn up.
Really?
Yes, the heat, creates the heat in it.
I wouldn't make a good farmer.
Now, they do cure a lot of hay out your way out in Oklahoma and Texas and out that way. They call it flue-cured alfalfa, especially. They cut it, bring that in, and put it through this heat.
Yeah.
And when it comes out, it's cured.
I see.
See, all that process of hand by hand, or nature's way of curing it.
Mm-hmm.
And well, there's some grass and foliage and hay now. It's over in this big part of the country. It's a fescue, I mean a raspidiza. Some of it, you have to cut it and bale it the same day. Don't have all the leaves fall off when it gets dry.
My God. Okay, how about, and what did you call the place that you kept your cows? Where'd you keep the cows?
Well, that was just a barn. They stayed in the barn. Of course, they had a milking parlor into it, or what do you want to call it? They call them parlors now, and they just called it a milking barn that time. But that was all built on this one barn we had.
Uh-huh.
And it was in the hell about 15 cows.
Mm-hmm. And did y'all have any horses?
Only work horses.
What did you call the place that you kept them?
Well, that was stables.
Okay. And besides the barn and the milk parlor that you were talking about, did you ever have a special place that you'd milk the cows outside?
No, never did milk them outside.
And you said that you had hogs and pigs, right?
Oh, yeah.
Where did you keep them?
Well, we had a big fenced-in place,
mm-hmm.
and with a pig house, a fowling house in that thing. And when the sow, that's a female hog, when they have the pigs, it was closed off where the other hogs can get into them.
Mm-hmm. I see.
And so they all ran together outside after they got a little bigger, you know, larger. Okay. Pig grows up pretty fast.
What do you call the different stages when he grows up?
Well, you call him a pig and a shoat.
When does he become a shoat?
Oh, when he's about 8 months old.
Mm-hmm.
After they call him a female as a see what I forgot now what they call him a female other than a sow. But there's one more thing you call a hog or a pig. After they desex him, they call it